Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Oh, boy. You know, Michelle, remember I texted you immediately when I heard the news that the famous fashion designer and the girlfriend of Mick Jagger, Lorraine Scott, committed suicide at the age of 49. She had some, some issues with business that wasn't doing quite as well, but she's so glamorous, so amazing. I have some of her stuff. Why? She's 6'3". I'm 5'9", and she knew how to dress us tall women. And I was just blown away, and I immediately called you and I said, we need Dr. Christopher LaRiche, who is a board-certified psychiatrist, award-winning psychotherapist, and the medical director of the Lucida Treatment Center in Lantana in Florida. And I want to welcome Dr. LaRiche to Her Radio. And just right off the bat, what is this issue with women and suicide, truth or myth? Is this an act of anger? What is this? Hopelessness? Depression? What happened here?
Well, hi to you both. The question of suicide, I think it's, first of all, it just has to be addressed, and people are so reticent to speak about it. And, there are more suicides now. You might have read the latest CDC report, there are more suicides than there are car accidents, deaths by car accident now.
Wow.
In the U.S. I mean, it's incredibly common. There are more suicides than murders. So it's something that needs to be talked about. Now, is it an act of anger? Well, it's really complex. It doesn't lend itself to an easy or short discussion, but it's complex, and there are many factors that lead to it, and there are many factors that protect against it. Certainly, depression is one of the main factors that we see in completed or attempted suicides. But I think your question about... go ahead, yeah.
Well, I'm looking at women in particular. Really, here we have Lorraine Scott, has everything going for her. She's gorgeous. She has, for 10 years, she's been hanging out with Mick Jagger. She has this glamorous life and all this. And, her business was troubled. A lot of people's businesses are troubled. Why did she have to take her life because of that? Obviously, we'll never know. But it made me think about women, all the way from teen girls to, adults, knowing that from the age of 45 to 64, believe it or not, there's this huge, surges of even more suicides. What's going on with women in particular, Dr. LaRiche?
Well, for women's health, there's a large impact in, think about this generation. This is the baby boomer generation, the sort of midlife up to 65 age. And most of these women, many of them, have taken on the caretaking needs of their elder parents. That already you've heard about the 36-hour day of caring for people older than you. They have a higher incidence of these chronic illnesses. These chronic illnesses also raise our risk towards suicide. And the boomer generation has a higher incidence of substance abuse as well. So in a woman, and think about the physiology of the woman, often, not always, but often looking after members of the family as well, there's a higher incidence of stress. And perhaps the substance abuse adds as well. All of these factors accrue to paint a picture of a higher risk for women. Now, also, the most recent data we have, which was before 2010, was just at the economic recession that we had. This also added to the increase in the suicide rate during those years. Now, in women, there are also a lot of changes that happen on the level of the endocrine level. This is something Dr. Peek knows a lot about. So on the level of stress hormones. They're releasing a lot more stress hormones with an earlier history of trauma, and women experience a lot more early life trauma than men do. So they're secreting that stress hormone at a much higher rate, which is cortisol. And you've done some great studies on this.
Right,
so all
right.
of this stuff conspires create a higher suicide rate for women.
Well, and you know, I have to tell you, I suffered from deep depression because I had a complete hysterectomy right at 42 years old. So I just tanked because I didn't have the hormone replacement therapy that I needed. And I wanted to take my life. I thought about it every single day. And hence the reason why I started EmpowHer, because what I found was is that, you know, people, doctors weren't looking at all of the right things to give me the right diagnosis. And of course, I wasn't talking about it either, right? So I was silently suffering and declining on a daily basis and really thinking about some creative ways to take my life. And you see also the age range, right? That 45 is pretty, you know, that's when the hormones are really starting to decline. So I think there's something to be said about that too. But how do you, you know, people were surprised by suicide. People were surprised that I was thinking about committing suicide because I wasn't sharing it. But how do you know? What can we do to help people?
Well, like, what are the warning signs? You know, like warning signs in particular.
Well, there are clues, and that's something we've seen through looking at large numbers of data. One is if you find someone you know or you love who's sleeping too much or too little, who's talking a lot about wanting to die or end their life, if you can spot someone who's talking about hopelessness and not wanting to live, also about being a burden to other people, that's a big sign. And someone increasing their use of alcohol or recreational drugs is another one. Increased isolation, if they start to just fade away and withdraw, that's a big, big sign. And showing kind of unusual or extreme mood swings or changes in behavior is another big sign that somebody is at risk. It doesn't mean they're going to attempt to kill themselves, but it means we need to look into it. We need to ask them.
Yeah, this is so tough, you know, for women in particular, because one of the things that I think women do is they just keep it completely, absolutely to themselves. They basically implode. And do you see this as a psychiatrist? Do women, as it were, do this differently? You gave us these warning signs, but are they different than men's, or is it all just about the same?
Well, I, as a psychiatrist, what I see is, you see, in women tend to have more what's called internalizing signs. They tend to take these symptoms and bring them inward, and they become more depressive symptoms. In men, they often become externalizing. They become more external behaviors of violence, irritability, aggression, and impulsivity. In women, yeah, and you see this a lot more, these inward tending symptoms of depression. A lot of somatization as well. They come up in chronic pain. I'm not saying the chronic pain is not real, but I'm saying there's a certain co-occurrence between the two. And it needs to be taken very seriously. Oh, and you've probably seen this, Dr. Peek. You've seen many women who come in complaining of a physical ailment, and there's really an underlying depression very often. So
absolutely.
Most people,
you know, that somaticizing, you know, they'll come in, they'll say, oh my God, I've got headaches and my belly hurts. And then at the very base of it, there you have it. Okay. So thank you, Dr. LaRiche, Medical Director of Lucida Treatment Center. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.